Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, available on our app, free via the App Store on iOS and Android, and via asianpopradio.com. Don't forget our podcasts are available too. Just search for Asian Pop Radio on iTunes. Now we are crossing to our lady, well, part of our team who helps with our news. She's our news director. She keeps us informed on all things K-pop. It's world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsell. Hi, Cassandra.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, busy.
You sound like you're out for a walk.
No, I'm actually standing out on my balcony looking out at the beautiful ocean.
Oh wow. Are you contemplating jumping because of the difficulties in the K-pop industry?
Yeah, well, it's always fun, isn't it?
No, we don't want that. We're just kidding. It's been a big week of K-pop news, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got the G-Dragon announcements, and any day now we're going to get the prices finally released for BTS. We've had GOT7 just here, and it's all happening.
It's pretty amazing. Do you reckon you'll do your best to get along to the GD concert?
Oh, I really would want to, but I've really got my heart set on I'm doing Running Man in July, and then I really want to do K-Con, so it's going to be, you know, I really don't want to miss GD before he goes into the army, so.
Yeah, I know, it's going to be tough, isn't it?
And then there's the decision, where to go? Do you go to Brisbane? Do I stay in Sydney? Do I come down to Melbourne and rock out with you again?
Well, I think that'd be a good idea.
Dust off your Marry Me JD shirt again.
I think so, it must be laying around somewhere. It didn't work the first time. I don't know if it's going to work the second time, Cassandra.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, God. We're spoiled for choice, but there's a whole lot of money that we need to have to go to all these concerts. And I know, I feel like we don't really have any details on K-Con either, do we?
K-Con? No. Well, I was under the impression it was going to be like a weekend thing, and then somebody else told me it was only going to be one day.
Right.
Because it's the first time in Australia, so they're just going to do one day to test the water, which I think is a bit crazy, personally.
Well, it depends on how many people are going to feature in the lineup and how much of a showcase we're going to get to see, isn't it?
Well, that's it. So the sooner they release information about it, I think, is going to be better for them in the long run.
Yeah.
Especially if they're only going to do one in Australia, if they only do one, say, in Sydney, then you know, people need to plan, but they're not going to plan if any of their groups aren't going to be there they're interested in. So, yeah.
Now, time will tell.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned earlier on as well that you've been getting down with some dramas. What have you been watching?
Oh, what have I been watching? I've been watching a really quirky show called Father is Strange.
Okay. What's that about?
It's about a father, a family. He's got a son and three daughters, and a friend of his from many, many moons ago when he was a young fella had a son, and he turns out to be this actor who's not very good at acting, which is actually played by Lee Joon. Don't know if you saw him in Gap Dong, Brilliant, which is another good drama.
Right.
But now he's just about to move in with the family to learn how to have a father relationship with the father.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, very quirky. He has a pet tortoise called Owl. I don't know what that's all about. Very strange.
Bizarre.
Yeah, very bizarre. Watching that, just finished watching a good Japanese one, a very old one. What's it called? Great Teacher. I can't even pronounce it. My Japanese is terrible. Great Teacher Aki Nutu or something like that. Apologies for getting it wrong, but it was a really great show. He's an ex-biker who becomes a teacher.
Okay.
So you can just imagine
the antics. Take no crap approach to being a teacher.
Yeah.
Right. Which is what probably kids need the most these days, especially in Australia.
Well, it would have helped me a great deal. I know that much. So.
Were you a troublemaker at school, or were the other kids the trouble?
No, I was a troublemaker, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, I was a teacher's pet, so we're on opposite sides here.
Why does that not surprise me?
I would have the teachers coming up to me and crying in the school grounds, asking what they were doing wrong and why the kids in my class didn't like them.
Oh, no, I was the one making my teachers cry.
Aww. Yeah. What's the worst thing you ever did to a teacher, Cassandra?
Well, I went to a Christian school.
Yeah.
Brought up very religious.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, and I came across a Christian heavy metal band when I was in my teens called Striper. Don't know if you've ever heard of them, but that was sort of, heavy metal was evil devil music. And I played it in a music class one day and my teacher just went off a nana and was convinced I was possessed. And
oh my gosh.
I was going to be possessing all the other kids in the class. And oh yeah, she ended up in tears over it because I was, going off at her, telling her she was being narrow-minded, and if people liked heavy metal music, then, you know, they might be interested in listening to this.
Wow.
More about God, and she
oh,
was going
no.
to be the cause of these people not finding out about God.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah.
The bad influence you have on the world, Cassandra.
That lot of good does me now, so.
I remember being in a youth group that was rather conservative back in the day as well. Just after high school, I joined this youth group, and it was great, but then it had a really conservative kind of, like, sort of base to it. And they even said stuff like, you can't watch The Simpsons because it's, it's negative, it's evil, and, you know, it's not the Christian way. And I'm like, oh, come on. Like, the amount of things I've learned over the years through watching The Simpsons about religion that I would have had no idea otherwise, because Bible class is rather, let's say, you know, beige.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep your attention in Bible class when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The Simpsons, I tell you, between Simpsons and Seinfeld, I've learned so much, and I think I reference those two shows the most.
Especially about pretzels.
Especially what, sorry?
Especially pretzels. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Oh, well, you know, saxophone. Every time I hear the word saxophone, it's saxophone.
That's true. Every time I look at a trampoline, I think trampoline.
Yeah. We had a question about dodecahedrons the other day, and straight away we just like talking like Maggie, dodecahedrons.
Oh, wow. And they just made it to the 30th season, the 30th season's of Simpsons as well. Been around for a long time.
Unbelievable they've been going so long.
Yeah, how do you find things to talk about? We've been doing Asian Pop Radio for 5 years and we've already run out of things to say.
Well, as long as they've got Donald Trump, there'll always be something funny.
Ah, this is true. I think this is why America made it happen. They just need someone to talk about in parodies and comedy shows.
Well, apparently France is going to be joining the bandwagon too, so...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
Oh, I don't know. Thank goodness we have... Oh, I was going to say thank goodness we have K-pop, but we have that many arguments in that as well. I don't know if you've heard the latest news about what Korean XOLs have been up to.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, there's a writer for Billboard, and he commented a couple of days ago about how he was very pleased with an interview that he'd done with the boys. And Korean XOLs took offence to that, saying that he was being biased towards BTS.
Ugh.
One of them said, that's it, we want his resignation. And they were actually ringing up the company and putting together all this apparently evidence of his bias against XO.
Wow.
They're just full on crazy.
Amazing. Passionate.
You know, I can understand.
I know you say crazy, but perhaps passionate.
Yeah, well, you know, there's passionate and there's crazy. I suppose it is a fine line, but, you know, that's just a bit beyond.
The thing is, people get locked up for crazy. They don't get locked up for passionate.
No. Well, it depends on how passionate they get, I suppose.
That's true. We might need to leave
it
there.
Breaking kneecaps and...
Oh, gosh. World's oldest K-pop fan and our news director on Asian Pop Radio, Cassandra Bredsell. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Great chatting to you as usual. Don't know that we really got much out of today, but it was fun chatting. Anyway.
I always get a lot out of talking to you, Cassandra.
Thanks, Jase.
You make the day better. Asian Pop Radio.